Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's time for another exciting edition of Jamie Eisenberg. Of course, Jamie's with CBSSports.com and CBS HQ and CBS Sports Radio. You can catch the show on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, Eye on Fantasy on the network. And every Friday night for like two decades, he's been on Pharrell on the Bench doing his fantasy genius. And it's incredible at how great he is at it. He just absolutely shreds everyone. I mean to tell you, you suck so bad at running your fantasy league. Even my son. How bad does he suck, Mafia, with all the 57 trades a day? What's wrong with the kid?
It's been like five straight nights asking us about trades and pickups and everything.
There's something wrong with the kid. You know, if he just would call the show and talk to Jamie, he'd win all his leagues and take everyone's money. I just don't understand these people. What is wrong with the audience? You're a loser. Your picks suck. Your fantasy moves suck. Your fantasy trades suck. Your fantasy who to start, who to sit suck. I mean, you're a mess. Just give up already. Call now. Talk to Jamie. Get it right. Win your league. Get a hottie. Everyone knows what happens. Call Jamie. Get a hottie. Call Jamie. Get a hottie. It works. Jamie, how you doing, buddy?
Apparently, I'm doing great. How are you?
You are doing great. Now that we've established how great we're doing, no one has to ask us how we're doing. Mafia, you doing good?
Wonderful.
Carver, hi. How you doing back in New York?
Great.
It sounds like it. Jesus. Grim Reaper. What about the Mad Hatter? How you doing, Mad Hatter?
Good, buddy.
Everybody seems like they're doing good, even though Carver High's lying. Are we ready to take some action here? Here we go. Call the show. Talk to Jamie. Win your league. Todd in D.C. You're on the bench.
Hey, Jamie. Quick question about Tom Brady. With his elbow issue, would you start him or Sam Darnold? Also in the flex, would you start John Brown or Darius Geis? Thanks.
I still think Brady's going to be fine. I can't imagine, you know, that they're going to put him out there if he's not 100% or close to it. You know, they played this game with the injury report before, so I'd be fine with him. It's best.
Did we lose him? All right, I guess we lost him. There you go. Very exciting. That didn't go well. Carver, did he drop off or something? Did we lose the entire broadcast? All right, there you go. I'm in Vegas. I can't see these things happening, so I have no idea. All right, Jamie, go ahead. Let's go to David in Florida. I don't know what the hell happened there, but it was not good. I felt like I got kicked in the onions. Go ahead, David in Florida. What is happening here?
Yeah, that was funny. Jamie, I want you to help me with my bench players. Tell me if you like them. Should I change someone? I got J.D. McKissick. Y'all told me to pick up Bo Scarborough. I got Alexander Mattison, Raquel Armstead, Jonathan Williams, which y'all told me to pick up, and he's on my freaking bench with 22 points. Pat Laird and Emmanuel Sanders. What do you think about that on my bench players?
I mean, you have some, you know, lottery tickets there. Mattison would be one, you know, maybe Armstead too if something happens to Fournette. So, you know, that's good options there. And like you said, you have Williams who, you know, did a great job last night, and hopefully Sanders will be fine with the rib injury. So you got a good bench there. You know, those are the type of players that you want to have, guys that you can rely on. And then also players that if something happens, you can have some league winners there. Just real quick on the previous caller, go with Brady and go with Darius Geis. I think it's going to be a breakout game for guys this week.
So let me ask you this question. I saw this Brady elbow questionable type stuff today because I'm not privy to all the skinny. I'm in Vegas at a boxing event. Is that accurate? Is he okay? What's the deal?
I haven't seen anything to the, you know, scenario of him not playing, and we know what they've done with the injury report before with Brady, you know, with the shoulder every week. So as long as he's out there, I think he'll be fine. He's been good at home every game this year. The Cowboys have struggled on the road, so without Van Der Esch, I think Brady's going to have a big game.
All right, call the show 855-212-4227 to talk to Jamie Antoine in Oakland, Cali.
Fellas, okay, let's see.
So a running back spot, I need to fill with Sonny Michel. I got Scarborough picked up, and Snell, and the other guy from Pittsburgh who can't run the ball sitting there looking at me. Which one do I pick for running back, and for flex do I rock Ridley or Crowder?
Love Ridley this week. The Bucs are terrible against everything that anybody throws against them. So Ridley's coming off a big game, and I think Matt Ryan lights them up with Ridley having a big spot. If you just need one running back, I'd go with Samuels. Like you said, he has a hard time running the ball, but he does a great job catching the ball. And so I think they'll use him quite a bit. If you need two, I would go with Samuels and Scarborough, because what he did last week, I think he'll build on with the 14 carries and finding the end zone.
All right, Antoine, have a great weekend. John in Shabalab to Buffalo.
J-Mo, three fingers, Shagadoo.
Oh, Shagadoo.
So against their matchup, Tevin Coleman, Aaron Jones, Jalen Samuel. Love your show, Jamie.
I would rank them Aaron Jones, Tevin Coleman, Jalen Samuels in non-PPR. In PPR, I would go with Jones, Samuels, Coleman. I think Aaron Jones is going to have a huge game against the 49ers.
All right, Johnny, have a great weekend. I hope you win your fantasy league. 855-212-4227. What are you waiting for? Don't be nervous. Don't be shy. Grab a cold one. Crack it. Call Jamie. Rich in, by the time I get to racially profiled Arizona.
Yeah, Jamie, I got a couple for you. I got a PPR league only pertaining to the running backs, but I need to know Josh Allen or Tom Brady, Pittsburgh defense or Bears defense, and then Jalen Samuels or Kareem Hunt?
I'd go Samuels over Hunt. I think, again, without James Conner in there, he should be good. I would go Brady over Allen, as long as he's healthy, which I would expect that to be the case. And then I would go any defense playing Ryan Finley. So you get the Steelers this week. That should be a good spot for them.
All right, Rich. Let's go to Dave in Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. My season rides on this weekend. I got a quarterback. Breeze or Wilson, and if I lose, I'm going to have to sleep with Pharrell's wife.
That's awesome.
Man, that's a tough call. I think I'd stick with Breeze. Home game for them, he's always in play and should do really well. And Russell Wilson should be fine also, but you know, give the Eagles secondary some credit after being just terrible all year long. The last 3 or 4 weeks, they've actually been a lot better. So I think it's just an easier spot for Breeze playing at home.
All right, David. Let's go to Greenville, Pennsylvania, and my boy Mike.
Hey, I don't care how you guys are doing. I got a fantasy question. Half point PPR. Who do I start in my flex? Devontae Parker, David Montgomery, John Brown, or Darius Geis? And between the Saints defense and Baltimore's defense, who do I choose?
Yeah, sounds like you've been paying attention. Good job. I go with the Ravens. You know, the Jared Goff is just not playing very well right now, and that defense is clicking. So I think that's the easy one to go with there. If you just need one guy, I think Devontae Parker is hard to overlook. He's been so consistent. 7 straight games with 11 or more PPR points. He's been, you know, 5 touchdowns over that span. So with the Dolphins, you know, obviously having a bad season, he's actually shined and had a breakout year.
All right, Mike, be cool. That was great. That was funny. I like someone with a little bit of edge there. Dave in Green Bay, you're on the bench.
Yeah, half point PPR, Calvin Ridley or Tyler Lockett?
Man, I like both guys a lot. You know, I think you always look at Lockett, and he has probably the highest ceiling of a lot of receivers. Anytime he steps on the field, he can go for, you know, 102 touchdowns. But I think Ridley's probably a little bit safer. You know, with Lockett dealing with that leg injury, the fact that he's missed some time in practice coming off of a bye, who knows if he has any sort of setback. So Ridley should have a chance for a big game. Both guys are really going to have a chance for a big game. I feel bad that you have to bench one, but ceiling play would probably be Lockett. Floor play would be Ridley. Both should have, you know, good performance though in week 12.
All right, let's try Eddie in Louisiana in the Bayou. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, what's going on? Yes, I have a question. For my quarterback, I got Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan, and my running back is Mark Ingram and Austin Eckler.
Well, your running back is easy. Eckler's on a bye, so just play Mark Ingram. And then quarterbacks, I think it's kind of easy, too. Rodgers has not been the same quarterback this year. The offense is operating differently. And the 49ers defense has been really good. So I think you look at Matt Ryan against Tampa Bay, that's just one of the best matchups that you can find, not just this week, but of the season. So I would take my chances with Ryan way ahead of Aaron Rodgers this week.
855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. So let me ask you about the Falcons for a second. So Matt Ryan, all of a sudden, they look good, like the team that everyone thought they were going to be after their disastrous first half of the season. Now all of a sudden, they're winning and turning it around, and they're lighting it up. So you like buying in on that kind of trend.
Well, I think what we've seen is the defense has really turned things around. You know, that's been the, I think, for the team. For the offense, it's actually been a little bit of a downturn, mostly because they haven't been chasing points to the degree that we saw earlier this year. They've just been more competent offensively. So I think this is one of those games where the scoreboard lights up a little bit because Tampa Bay is just so bad at defending the pass, so Ryan can kind of do whatever he wants to. And then we'll see if this defense can continue to play at the level that they have. You know, it's a little bit skewed because they gave up field goals instead of touchdowns to the Saints in the game 2 weeks ago. And then Kyle Allen, who's been so interception-prone, you know, he gave up four of them last week. So have they really turned the corner, or did they just get kind of lucky at the right time?
So do you like, in that Cowboys-Patriots game, who do you like on Dallas's side there on the road? Anybody?
I mean, you got to love Ezekiel Elliott. The Patriots, the one weakness that we've seen from them is defending the run when they've been faced with a team that can do different things. You know, like last week, for example, Philly really has been struggling because their receivers have been banged up, so it was kind of easy to sort of stack the against the run, especially without Jordan Howard in there. But I think Zeke has the chance to sort of carry the team if he can get going. I think he will. And then Dak, I think, is just, you know, he's having an MVP season. You know, give him credit. We'll see how he does if one of his guys is taken away, because I do think that Gilmore's probably going to take away either Cooper or Gallup, most likely Cooper. So I think this is a game where Zeke's got to catch the ball in the backfield. Randall Cobb, Jason Witten, you know, the third, fourth options have to step up and help the Cowboys move the ball offensively.
So do you like, now that, like, we saw Trubisky get hurt and, you know, that situation is sticky, and then the Giants, this guy Jones, he does put up some numbers, but, you know, they don't win or anything, but that's neither here nor there, right, in fantasy. So do you like that kid playing against the Bears at all? Would you recommend him at all, or do you think you stay away from them?
I try and stay away from him for a couple of reasons. One, you know, the Bears, the one thing that they've struggled with is against the run. Their pass defense has still been very good. And you still have an offensive line that's shaky for the Giants. I know they're getting guys back with Sterling Shepard playing, but still no Evan Ingram. So I think it's going to be a tough game for Daniel Jones this week. He's got some favorable matchups moving forward. If you're stuck at quarterback, you know, one thing I think you look for, at least the one guy I think you look for, Jeff Driskel. You know, you want to talk about fantasy versus reality. His fantasy numbers have been very good the last 2 weeks, and he's facing a Washington defense that clearly has struggled all year long. So if you're looking for, like, a guy to pick up off the waiver wire and help you this week, Jeff Driskel will be that guy.
All right, we'll get into the second half of your calls with Jamie Eisenberg of CBSSports.com and CBS HQ and CBS Sports Radio coming up. And so get on the phones, you nincompoops, 855-212-4227 with all your fantasy questions. What are you waiting for? It's Pharrell on the Bench from the MGM in Las Vegas.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, back in Vegas. And the fans are clamoring for Jamie Eisenberg like they often do. He's the man, and everybody knows it, and I just have to step aside and let the man come through. All right, Jamie, here we go. Scott in Pittsburgh, PA on the fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Gentlemen, how are you? I'm in a PPR league. I have two spots. I can play any of these. I have three guys for two spots, Ertz, Olsen, and Scarborough. Which two should I play?
I didn't hear the first two names. I'm sorry.
Zach Ertz, Greg Olsen, or Scarborough?
Yeah, Zach Ertz is a must for me. It's a tough call. I think I'd probably go Scarborough over Olsen just with the setup of, you know, he should have an opportunity for 14, 15, maybe 20 carries if things go well for the Lions, and Washington's run defense has not been good. So I think Scarborough's a little better spot than Olsen.
All right, there you go, Scotty. Have a good weekend. I think it's what is his name, Mafia? I don't know what that is. Jose in Houston.
Yeah, hello. I'm in a PPR league, and I need to drop two of these three players, Matthew Stafford, Philip Dorsett, or Adrian Peterson, because I need a quarterback and a tight end. But the other quarterbacks that are available are Kyle Allen, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
I have no idea what's going on here, bro. I really don't. Honestly, that was like the worst call ever. Honestly, give him a half-ass answer, like his half-ass question.
I would drop Stafford for sure, and then I'd probably drop Peterson just because with Thompson back and now Geis His touches are probably going to be limited, and Dorsett may be needed with Sanu out. And then if those are your only quarterback choices, go with Fitzpatrick because he's always going to, you know, sort of find his way into some production every now and then.
No offense, I'm not trying to be mean, but that was like torture. I felt like I honestly like someone was cutting my finger off. Alex in Arizona. Alex. Jesus, go to Derek in Virginia for Christ's sakes.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I need to start one of these quarterbacks. I have Jimmy G, Baker, and Jared Goff on my roster. Jeff Driscoll is also out there on the waiver wire. Who should I start?
Yeah, I love Baker this week. You know, he's played well fantasy-wise the last two games, and he gets tough matchups against Buffalo and Pittsburgh, and now he gets the Dolphins. They just put two more members of their secondary on IR, so it's a great setup for Baker. I think Odell goes off. Jarvis Landry should have a big game. It's all set up for Baker to play well here, so you're in good shape.
All right, there you go, buddy. Shane in Idaho, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Yeah. So I know the Steelers have been a dumpster fire, but a guy in my league dropped Juju. Should I drop Deebo Samuel to pick up Juju? I've got the top waiver.
Yeah, I probably would do that. You know, he's not the guy that we thought because the quarterback's not the guy that we thought. But if you're just looking at it, you know, Debo's had a nice little stretch here, but that's been without Kittle on the field. It's been without Sanders, you know, for a full game. When everybody's healthy, he's clearly third fiddle. I still think they're going to need Juju a couple games down the stretch. So I'd rather have Juju on my roster than Debo Samuel.
All right, Shane, have a great weekend. Let's try Tom in the Steel City on the fan. You're on a bench.
Hey, I need two of five wide receivers, non-PPR. I have Brown. Let's see, who else? I have... Oh, what the heck?
It is so unbelievable that you people call up here and don't know what you want to ask.
I have Lloyd, Brown, Sanders... and McLaren.
All right, there you go.
I'd play Brown and Sanders if that's your choices. But Brown was great last week. He's going to struggle against Chris Harris, but he's still probably the best one of what you have, and hopefully Sanders is fine with that rib injury. So those would be the two I'd go with.
All right, here, I'm going to do my version of some of the calls tonight. Here we go. listen, Jamie, I have non-PBR. I need a... two flags. I have, let's see, Leo. Let me hold on. Ryan. Hold on. I'm getting another call. Hold on one second. Don't hang up. Where was I? Water. Oh, hold on. Let's see. Aaron Rodgers. Where's my 9 Glock? I mean, honestly, I'm going to stick a gun in my mouth listening to these people tonight. Like, do you not have an idea of who you want to ask him about when you're calling in here? Or do you just want to pick your nose? I mean, it's unbelievable to me. Like, I want to smash my face into a mirror. Honestly, James in Boise.
I'll try
James.
To do better.
I mean, honestly, you know I'm right. I mean, it's been an absolute disaster. Oh, my God. Now this guy's disappeared. Are you going to talk? Oh, my God. Eric in Illinois. This has been the worst segment of my life. Honestly, I want to kill myself.
Hey, guys, two quick questions. Standardly, Goff or Daniel Jones, and also defense, Baltimore or Jacksonville this week?
Thank God you're sane.
I'd go Baltimore for sure. First, check to see if Driscoll's available. If you can find Jeff Driscoll, I'd pick him up. If these are your only two choices, you know, Daniel Jones might be in a better spot than Jared Goff. I probably would still play Goff, but it would not shock me if Daniel Jones has the better performance simply because he's coming off a bye. Chicago, who knows how they feel right now with their offense struggling as bad as it is. I just think Goff is going to be, you know, in a tough spot. You know what? If you're playing the Ravens defense, go play Daniel Jones so you avoid the mess of your quarterback and your defense, you know, sort of negating each other.
Yo, I don't think that, like, Goff, are you going to tell me, because, you know, all these other guys are like, he's, you know, he's a, you know, he's, he's absolutely a bust. This guy, that guy. They're always, you know, a guy has a couple bad games. Like, he's finished. He's terrible. But I don't actually believe. Do you really believe that Goff? Because I saw him throwing some nice bombs in a game the other night. And, you know, they got called back or whatever. He threw a bomb. And I don't think that guy's lost. Do you think he's not good still? Like,
not at all. I don't think he's a bust. I don't think he's lost. I think it's a tough spot because, you know, they've been trying to, you know, fix some holes, and they can't fix the hole in the offensive line. And he's a rhythm quarterback. He's gone now a stretch of games, which is going to help him, getting Cooks back. Robert Woods was a surprise inactive last week. You know, Todd Gurley's clearly not been the same. So they've been trying to just manage to get them wins. So I don't think as a quarterback he's a bust. I think he's just, like you said, having a bad stretch of games. And he's got to play the Ravens. Look, the Ravens are on a different level right now than anybody else. They're just playing unbelievable football,
right,
offensively, defensively. And so, you know, just for this week, I think he's going to struggle once again.
Do you think that the Ravens can win the Super Bowl?
I do. You know, I mean, we've seen them go toe-to-toe with New England and look better. It was in their building, so we'll see how they do if they have to go to Foxborough. But with the way that, you know, the trade to get Marcus Peters to add another piece to that secondary, now with Jimmy Smith back and the way Humphreys played, with what Lamar Jackson's doing, if he can stay healthy, you know, that's going to be the biggest key. You don't want to see him get hurt. But they're doing a lot of great things, both sides of the ball. It's hard to overlook that right now.
All right, Jay in New Jersey. Two more. Jay, go ahead. You're on the bench.
What's good, guys? Hey, Jamie. 4 points for passing touchdown. I can't start Prescott or Josh Allen, or I can drop Allen and pick up Mayfield against Miami, or that guy from the Lions, Driscoll. What do you think?
You know, it's interesting with the scoring because clearly Josh Allen and even Jeff Driscoll, he's run for 88 yards the last 2 weeks, is, you know, both good options. I would probably drop Allen, though, and pick up Baker. I just think Baker's going to have a big game against Miami, and, you know, he could go for three touchdowns. It wouldn't surprise me, you know, maybe better than that. You know, the Dolphins look like what we saw earlier this season last week against Josh Allen. So I think Baker's probably your best bet there, and Josh Allen's schedule right now is not looking pretty moving forward.
All right, last but not least, Lee in Green Bay. He's outside Lambeau drinking beer.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, dude.
Just looking to fill my RB2 slot. 1 point PPR league. Ronald Jones, Jamal Williams, or Phillip Lindsay?
I love Phillip Lindsay this week. I think he's going to have a monster game. Buffalo's biggest problem on the defensive side of the ball is defending the run. They've given up a touchdown or 100 total yards to running back in every game this year. And last week we saw Lindsay play the most snaps that he played all season long. So they're phasing out Royce Freeman a little bit. So if Lindsay has a chance for a big game, this is the big week to do so, even on the road against Buffalo.
Jamie, I got to tell you, like, so I buried my father-in-law on, I think, what was it, Tuesday, Mafia? And I have to tell you that the funeral was more, you know, fulfilling for me than the callers tonight. I had more fun at the funeral. I mean, honestly, Mavi, you know I'm right. The funeral, you were there. It was better with the taps and everything and the soldiers, the military there, and the flag to the widow. It was better than the callers tonight.
Yeah, everybody was on point with that.
Thank you.
They knew what they were doing and saying.
The funeral was way better.
For sure.
And then the callers tonight. Thanks so much for the callers. I mean, everyone's on heroin. Listen, Jamie, you're the man. I love you. You're the best. Let's just leave it at that. Have a great show tomorrow night at 10 on CBS Sports Radio. Have a great weekend. Screw the Gators. Screw you.
Enjoy your trip there. Again, I'm sorry for your loss, and as usual, go Gators.
All right, thanks. Jamie Eisenberg's the best. He's got the best show and the best fantasy advice in the world.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.